Drive online.
Oh man, it's been horrific. Yesterday was incredible walking along the beach. Absolutely mind blowing. The things. I mean, there was man made stuff, and then these organic weird white gherkins that are made of flesh.
White gherkins made of flesh. I can't picture that. I've seen a white gherkin made of flesh. Is it in a soup, or is this an edible thing, or is it just something on the beach?
I tell you what, I would grill it.
But, get it on the barbecue, skewer maybe.
I've just started eating silkworms and locusts and cockroaches. Actually, yeah, these things, they're like a worm. They're like a massive fat maggot, I guess, but they're blind. You know, there's no head, and yeah, they're weird. Well, there was loads of them on the beach yesterday.
Trevor, I think that's the perfect way to start this interview. So here on Live 89.5, I'm joined with Trevor Locke, who's the comedian who's going to be performing with another couple of guys from around the world this Sunday coming up. Trevor, welcome to the programme. This is Live 89.5.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Very excited to be here.
And you were just telling us a story about being in Koh Samui and the wonderful things that you can find on the beach. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm recovering from the shock of the little white pulsating flesh cigars that I've seen on the...
They sound absolutely horrific. I don't know if I've seen these. I think I might have experienced some of them in the sea. They're kind of like a cucumber, sea cucumber sort of thing, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe. To be honest, I've never seen a sea cucumber. I've seen a land cucumber, and I find them delicious.
They are nice. They're very nice. But, refreshing, yeah?
I'm not sure I'd want to see this one sliced up in my salad. But having eaten my first cockroach a couple of nights ago, I could imagine grilling one of these. They look like a fat finger. If you've been in a bath for far too long and you haven't seen the sun for a couple of years, your fingers might look like one of these.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Okay, well, these are the fantastic things that we have here in Thailand. So, Trevor, tell us a little bit of your background, because I know that you're a superstar and you've got sort of like, you've worked with some big people, you've done some great things, and radio being one of those as well, which I'm very excited about. Tell us a bit about everything that you've done before now, Trevor.
Well, I started out as a sort of sidekick to Stuart Lee and Richard Herring back in the 90s. Do you remember the 90s, Jason?
Yeah, I just vaguely do. Yeah, I do. And fantastic. They're fantastic.
In 1998. What were you doing in 1998?
1998, I was prepping up for the millennium when I was in a cabaret band and I was in Wigan performing to about 15 people in a huge room.
Fantastic. What is a cabaret band, by the way?
A cabaret band is those kind of guys who get up and they kind of fiddle about with instruments and play cover songs and hope people enjoy it, but usually they don't.
Ah, okay. And do you wear sort of flowers around your neck?
I think I kind of had a bit of a early Beatles haircut at the time, so I didn't really need any flowers. It all kind of worked in place. Anyway, enough about me, Trevor. What about you?
Well, in 1998, I was on a thing called This Morning with Richard, Not Judy, with Lee and Herring. Do you remember
it
that?
It was fantastic. It was amazing.
Sunday mornings. Yeah, exactly. So that was my debut. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then I started doing shows at the Edinburgh Festival. And I started writing plays, actually. And then I went on Radio 4. And I did. I don't know if you listen to Radio 4. Can you get Radio 4 out here?
You can probably get it. I'm definitely more a 6. And I know that you've got involvement with 6.
Well, I'm a 10, baby. Radio 4, I did the afternoon plays a couple of times. I used to write shows and do them at the Edinburgh Festival and then turn them into radio plays. And then I did a bit of, I did 6. I did Radio 6 with Russell Brand.
Oh, you did. Yes, you did. Yeah, of course. But that sort of shy character of the entertainment world. That must have been an experience.
He doesn't. He keeps himself to himself. You never really get to know him.
Fantastic stuff. Fantastic stuff. Seriously, like, I mean, yeah, I grew up on a lot of the shows that you're talking about, and so it's quite exciting for me to be talking to you. I've got to say, massive respect. The question I probably would ask is like, how did you get into it? And also, you mentioned Edinburgh then as well. That's like a bit of a mecca for the shows, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, I stupidly applied to do a degree in London in the early 90s, a philosophy degree, not really understanding what a philosophy degree would involve. And luckily for me...
No pun intended there. tried to work it out, work out how to do the philosophy.
I just didn't do it. So I just, it was in London. So in London, there was a massive stand-up boom in the 90s, and that's when I started. And so I was lucky that I chose to do the wrong degree in the right city.
But it got you a lot of thinking going on as well, which is a part of where you've got a lot of your sort of some of your style, I'd say, is as well anecdotal, isn't it? You've got sort of like some superstar sort of stories that you've been doing. How about that? Do you have some of that in your material for this coming up weekend for the show?
I'm not sure what I'm going to do on Sunday. I never really know until I step out and see who's there. Because I'm on a beach right now, I'm looking out at the sea, looking for those white little funny fat bath fingers. I'm reminded of something that happened to me on a nudist beach in the south of France.
Ties in. And,
so I might tell a funny story about what happened when a naked man approached me and my girlfriend on a nudist beach in the south of France. I might talk about that.
Nice teaser. Leave us right at the edge of the beach looking over. Voyeuristic, nice.
Are there nudist beaches in Thailand?
I'm
a massive fan. I was there by accident. Can I just say I found myself on the nudist beach in France by accident. My girlfriend went there deliberately, and I was deliberately her boyfriend on purpose. But I'm not a massive nudist, or even a medium-sized nudist. Yeah, anyway, tell me, are there places like that in Thailand?
I think that it's probably shunned in Thailand because they're very respectful people, and they don't really like it when they see guys walking around without their tops on or sort of bikinis in towns and stuff. Keep it for the beach. They're accepting to that, but I'm not sure if they like it when people get their bits out every now and again, you know?
Good. So I can relax.
You can just enjoy holding the sea cucumber and just picture. let your imagination go wild.
Yeah, okay. I'll. Yes.
But you're going to be in a beautiful place. It is the Marriott on Merlin Beach, which is nice and magical. So you're looking forward to coming over.
Have you stayed there?
Yes, it's fantastic. It's beautiful. And this is where I've been going to watch some of the previous stand-up Asia comedy shows. And it's been great. It's really nice. It's a beautiful place. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it, Trevor.
Who've they had before then? Who are the other comics they've had last?
Had Bill Burr. Bill came on and did his musical, crazy, far out, sort of whacked out show. He was absolutely amazing. We had Phil Kay. Phil Cade, very cool Scottish, sort of like amazing, again, wacky, sort of like came on wearing the dressing gown from the room and brought along a load of things from in the hotel room. And it was just hilarious. It was great.
Wow. Okay. So quite a couple of acts to follow then.
Martin Moore as well. We have Martin Moore.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay,
really good.
Spoiled out then.
Yeah, we are. We're very lucky, and this is it. This is why we're trying to tell people, because sometimes I feel like people, we need to pry them out a bit more, and that's why we've asked you to have a little chat, Trevor. Tell people why they should be coming to this, because we want a load of people to come and see you, superstars, so give them a shout, will you?
Yeah, well, come out. This I guarantee you will not have seen anything like my sea cucumber, and although you won't necessarily have to see it. I won't show you my sea cucumber. I'll talk about the south of France. I'll do a question and answer session at the end, and I will do some Reiki laying on of hands for the sick. So if you do have any mild ailments, bring along those as well, and we'll see if we can fix them. If you have anything that you got for Christmas that you don't like, we'll also have a swapsies section as well.
Wow, fantastic. That's got a bit of everything. Trevor Locke, comedian, radio superstar, healer, and multicoloured swap shop.
Yeah, exactly. That's basically it.
Very, very nice indeed.
Yes.
Well, it's fantastic.
Who's going to come? Are they English?
There's a bunch of different people because we've got some people from everywhere, and this is the thing. So I mean, a lot of the audience, like, there's British, American, there's European, there's people from everywhere. South Africa. I know that when Martin came, he was really impressed because I think there was a girl from his village was there, and he was like, "No, no, here, you're not from where I'm from," and she was like, "I am," and it was just, and then they just forgot, you know, they just went, ignore us for a minute, and then they just had a good chat for about 3.5 minutes just about their place. It was quite hilarious.
Right.
So you get people from everywhere. It's a holiday buzz as well. There's some people from the hotel going to be there, but we want the locals who are listening right now to come along.
Well, you're cutting in and out, Jason, but I've imagined what you've been saying in the pauses, and it does sound like a fantastic audience, and I'm looking forward to appearing. I urge anyone who's listening to make the effort to come down to the Marriott. We'll have a lovely evening.
And have a laugh.
I hope you can hear me.
Yes.
We'll have a laugh. A laugh.
I love a good laugh. Well, Trevor, yeah, that is cutting in and out. We're having a little bit of a communications breakdown there, but thank you ever so much for taking some time to chat with us, and look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
See you on Sunday, Jason. Yeah, take care. Thanks very much.
Nice one. That's Trevor Locke. He is on his way over from Samui to Phuket to perform at the Marriott Phuket on Merlin Beach. It's on Sunday. Tickets are available at ticketflap.com, or just go to the link at thephuketnews.com and click on events. Kapo!
Live 89.5, your island, your station.